SAFM values your views. Be an active citizen.
All right, let's get straight into Municipal Watch for today. We're looking at a land dispute that is taking place in Polokwane. Let me welcome onto the show our guest for this conversation, Ambrose Mogashwa. He represents the Mamahule community on service delivery. Ambrose, good morning. Good, thank you, Ambrose. Just try and speak a bit louder for me so that we're able to hear you clearly. Let me also welcome onto the show His Majesty Kgoshi Thato Kolofelo Matsaung the First. Kgoshi, good morning. Kgoshi Malebo. Just make sure that you're unmuted because I know you've connected online. All right, we seem to be having an issue with that connection. Let me move on to our next guest, Councillor Makoro John Mphe, who is the mayor of Polokwane. Councillor Mphe, good morning.
Good morning, Cathy. Good morning to the listeners of SAFM.
Ambrose, I want to kick off this conversation with you. Of course, it was triggered by one of the residents in your area who called into the open line, Shadi, to tell us about what she as a resident is facing right now, the prospect of eviction. We know that this matter is one that has been taking place for a long time, but as briefly as you can, give us the context of what happened here.
Okay, thank you once more, Katie, and let me also acknowledge and appreciate the chance you gave us as the community to put our side of story. And let me also greet the mayor for making time to join us on this interview. Briefly, Katie, people started buying land there 15 years back, since 2009, when the land was still around 5,000. People flocked in that area, they bought land from people who gave them PTOs, permission to occupy. So fast forward, 2012-2014, Polokwane Municipality, under the leadership of then Mayor Tembin Kadiman, they visited the place to say, can you please stop selling the land here, so that we can advise on how things should be done in terms of the structure of the area. They were not listened to. Fast forward again, we went to demand services from the municipality. I'm sure the mayor will attest to it. It's almost 15 years now. So every time when we go and look for basic services, we are told about the land issue at Kalkfontein, Mamahule. So now it came to our attention now that it means the people who sold us the land are not the rightful owners of the land. That is why we are having a land dispute. You can't have a dispute whereas people are the rightful owners of the land. So it means the people who sold us the land did a false sale, because even today as I'm sitting here, I'm only having permission to occupy. They cannot produce a document to say we are the rightful owners of the land. That is why 2 weeks back, a certain man by the name of Sivesho came with an eviction order with a title saying I'm a portion owner, portion two. I want to evict people from this portion. He was granted the order by the court. The two tribal offices that sold the land, I can rest assure you today, it's only verbal talk that there won't be any demolition in that area. We don't have anything legally from them to defend that eviction. So it's really frustrating for the community. Thanks, Kate. That's the brief.
So Ambrose, you acknowledge that what has happened over the last 15 years after you as residents were, you know, given these permission to occupy certificates. Hello, Ambrose?
Yes, I can hear you now.
So you acknowledge that after you were given these permission to occupy certificates, you then realize that those documents were in fact fraudulent, and the people that gave you those certificates had no business giving them to you because they had no say over the land.
Yeah, I hope they will also answer to this. But yes, I can confirm that, because in 2021 or 2020, we met with then the mayor, who is the minister, Tembi, at the municipal chambers in Polokwane, where she indicated, after we went and demanded services, that go back to the people who sold you land. Tell them to give you papers of the land they sold you. We went back, there was no document that were given by the both traditional authorities that sold the land.
Okay, so the permission to occupy that you say residents were given, was that verbal?
Okay, let me say this, Katie, of which now I'll bring the non-accountability sense that is there in the public sector, in the government, because in 2019, Katie, there was an advert moratorium from Cockstar Land Reform, where they indicated the fraudulent land sale at Kalkfontein. So, which is known as Mawahul. So there was an advertisement in the moratorium where people were told not to buy the land. But the government organs, they never ensured that that moratorium is implemented. That is why now you see people are, households there are over 2.5 now, because people continued to sell the land which doesn't belong to them. And there's none accountability. They are not being arrested. Like, they're blocking everything in that area.
All right. Okay, Ambrose, thanks for that context. Hoshi Malebo, I understand you're on the line now. Good morning. All right, we're still having an issue with the connection to Hoshi Malebo. We can't hear him on air. If he is speaking, we're unable to get him on air at this point. Let me go then to the mayor of Polokwane and perhaps ask you, Mayor, who owns this land? Who has the right to have sold this land in the first place?
Kathy, once again, thank you very much, and greeting to Ambrose and the leadership of the community of Matau, Mamaule, and the whole. The majority of the land in Mamaule falls under rural development, with the additional portions being privately owned, some subjected to the land claims. However, due to the absence of a township establishment, much of the land remained classified as agricultural rather than residential. Of course, this classification as well poses a significant hurdle for us as a municipality in delivering essential services to the residents. But also, you will also understand that for us to provide services is that we should be knowing who actually can actually give us the servitude rights, where the pipes are going to pass and all those. And there are communities that insisted for years continue doing their own settlement there, of which as a municipality we are still willing to render services to that community. But the question of the land needs to be resolved. We are also exposing avenue to evoke Section 34 of the Land Restitution Act, which empowers us as a municipality to take transfer of land sites, enabling reclassification of the land for residential use. Of course, by evoking this will also allow us to be able to render vital services such as water, electricity, and obtain the servitude rights over that particular area. We are willing, of course, the well-being and the prosperity of that community. They built nice houses there at Mamahule. Is very much paramount to us, and also the prosperity of Polokwane and that community cannot be separated. And we are working on actually evoking that section in order to deal with challenges that hinder service provision at Mamahule.
Sorry to interject there, Mayor. So you say that given where the dispute over the land is now, you want to evoke which section of legislation that will enable you to take over?
Section 34 of the Land Restitution Act.
Okay.
Yes. So that we take transfer of land size. But you will also remember that these require cooperation from the communities. Some of the community members, there are various class that are staying there. You've got people who can afford to stay anywhere in the country who have built very nice houses. You've got the middle class. You've got people who are really also struggling. That is why you find that those who in that particular area are able to provide their own electricity. They've drilled boreholes. They're supplying themselves with water. Is an area where, as a municipality, would love to step in and render the services for various reasons. These actually, whatever the settlement, under whatever circumstances, it is important settlement for the growth of our city and the linkage between Polokwane and Mankweng. And as you know, that area as well has been declared for residential purposes at the national level. There are also discussions within the municipality. We've got a policy that has been approved by council to increase our urban edge to Dalmada, which is the area where the settlement is. So from our side, the only challenge that we have is the issue of land ownership in that particular area, and our ability to have the servitude rights to be able to supply.
So Mayor, as things stand, as far as you are concerned, who's the rightful owner of that land?
Look, like I have said, that we had had discussion, because even among the land claimant themselves, there are disputes among them. Of course, you've got the Matsaung, you also have the Mujapelos, you also have the private ownership of land, particularly on the area which was earmarked for the development, what was supposed to be Ramatlodi Park. But also you've got land, rural development owning a major portion of that land. And our engagement with the minister as well in the past was that where they own land, they need to transfer that land to us. Then we can as well play our role in the development of the area, while as well ensuring that, because there is a high demand for land.
Okay, I just want us to be clear, Mayor, on this issue of the land ownership. So are you saying that from the perspective of the municipality right now, there is no clear answer over who owns that land? Is that the position of the municipality?
The portion we know. We know the portion that is owned by rural development.
Yes. I'm talking about the land in dispute. I'm talking about now the section, the Mamahule 100 LS. I'm talking about that particular plot now. Who owns it as far as the municipality is concerned?
Of course, there's a declaration of that land. There's a portion of that land that is given to the Matsaung community. And there's a portion that previously was also given to the Mujapelo, but there are disputes within the communities around there. And so, it's a matter that must be...
So effectively, the matter is unresolved as far as the municipality is concerned. You can't say who owns the land. because it's under dispute?
Yeah, it's a matter that the Land Reform, Rural Development, and ourselves as well, we are willing to be part of the engagement to get the communities. We know that there is a portion that there is a private people who have got titleship of that. An articulation that they even went to court, they declared that that land belongs to them.
All right.
I think there's a certain portion within the what was called Ramatlodi Park that is now owned by Blue Dot.
All right. We'll continue the conversation in a moment. And of course, I'll also give our other panelists an opportunity to weigh in on this conversation. It's 10:30, time for the latest news headlines.
The Talking Point with Cathy Motlahlana, weekdays 9 a.m. till midday.
You're listening to The Talking Point for Municipal Watch. Today, we're focusing on a rural land dispute in the area of Mama Hule out in Polokwane, Limpopo. We're joined by Ambrose Mogashwa, who's representing the Mama Hule community on service delivery. We're also joined by His Majesty Hoshi Tato Kolofelo Matsaung I. Hoshi Malebo, are you finally on the line? Good morning.
Hello, Kathy.
Yes, is that Hoshi Malebo?
No. Hoshi Matsaung.
Hoshi Matsaung. Okay, fantastic.
Yes,
Thank you so much for that. Great to have you on the line after a while. We're also joined by Councillor John Mpe, who's the mayor of Polokwane. And on the line is Ike Kekana, who is the spokesperson of Blue Dot, which in this instance are claiming to be the rightful owners. They've got several court rulings that have ruled in their favor to that effect. So, Hoshi Matsaung, perhaps you can give us a bit of clarity on this land dispute. It's been very difficult earlier getting a clear answer out of Mayor Mpe about who the rightful landowners are. From a municipal perspective, it seems the official position is that this is land that is still under dispute. As far as you are concerned, from a tribal authority perspective, do you have rights to this land? Are you the rightful owners of this land?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Kathy. Firstly, I'd like to welcome everyone that's on the floor and much appreciated. I think I missed what Mr. Mogashwa said on earlier, but I managed to catch on what Mr. Mbe was saying. Your technical staff were assisting me with obviously getting online and everything, but I'll just get on to the issue briefly. And I think I will try put it in as a respectful manner as I can, which obviously I'll avoid taking names because I think it will only be respectful in public to do so. And I think as far as I understood with the communication with SAFM yesterday, I was given the scope of what we were going to be able to discuss on air, which was the demolition and the notices of eviction, that the one thing that occurred, and it was on air on SAFM. But now I think the scope is broadened into a land dispute, as I hear, but be that as it may, we are already on air. I think, Kathy, I would like to start from the beginning. I think it will be able to give everyone clarity because everyone that's been speaking is starting right in the middle, right? You are dealing with Kalkfontein, not Kalkfontein 100. It's called Kalkfontein 1001 LS. Now, when we are speaking about Kalkfontein, it's got a historical background in which before it was even deemed to be Kalkfontein, Kinagaya Matsaung originally. It is land that belongs to Baga Matsaung, in which Baga Matsaung have an approved land restitution report agreement with the government to say there have been investigations that were made prior before. I mean, that was obviously with the previous leader. The previous leader, I would say my father, I am the successor of my father, the late Professor Lisiba Ezekiel Matsukwani Matsaung III. There's an agreement with the government at that point in time from the period of 1994 up until now. There were various meetings stakeholder meetings that were held as a result of that. I think land reform will be very much aware. Polokwane Municipality will be very much aware of this land restitution agreement that I speak of. There are obviously certain public officials who obviously acceded to the authority thereof that land be gazetted under Bagamatsaung. We are in possession of those documents that obviously were undergone as a posture of a legal process. So I heard Mr. Mpe stating that obviously you have other people that would accede to a private title now. But if you look at the historical background of where Bagamatsaung come from, before you could even have municipality in operation of the current government now, after the independence of 1994, there was no municipality, Polokwane Municipality. So this says to you, according to the progress of dispensation, Polokwane Municipality came after 1994. Now, if we look at the period before that, you are going to understand that we are dealing with dispossession. Dispossession that stems from all the way from the apartheid government. Now, the question then is, when you want to negate the rightful ownership, who was on the land first? Now, according to the dispossession of 1913, the historical context that I'm going to give you now stems that in 1913, Bagamatsaung were already on the land. Now, if Bagamatsaung have a letter that goes to the apartheid government in 1913, it means from the period of 1900 and before that, we have descendants that were on the land. Now, after the period of 1913, we've got another letter that is written by Van Zullen. Now, Van Zullen is the interim owner of dispossession that came under the apartheid government before Manie Kalkfontein. If you're speaking about Kalkfontein, you're speaking of Manie Kalkfontein. Now, Manie Kalkfontein was a farmer, and Manie Kalkfontein was under the apartheid government, had obtained the rights to be able to take land that was dispossessed from Bagamatsaung to be under him, and also Van Zullen as well to be under him. Now, our obviously land process of ownership was reduced to what we call labor tenancy protest as at the time. Now, Kathy, you'll be well aware of the Group Areas Act, the Natives Land Act. Now, those are legislations that were there then at that time in the apartheid era period than the time that is now. Now it is a different time, right? Now, according to the dawn of where it is now, in the 70s, Bagamatsaung, after obviously being finally forcefully removed in 1964, we dwelled in Mamakule from 19, obviously during the period of the early 1900s, up until 1964, we were finally forcefully removed, unconstitutionally so. Now, right after that, to the dawn of 1994, and after the independence, in the 70s, before that, we wrote a letter to the apartheid government saying Bagamatsaung have been in the struggle. You understand? The royal family has been in exile. We were exiled and we were forcefully removed elsewhere. Therefore, we write this letter before there are any legal institutions or legal arms or legal legislations or any form of transformation processes so that they accede to the fact that re boela gae re nyaka naga ya rena morago, because we were forcefully removed while we were over control godimo ga dilo tsa mshate. So the apartheid government acknowledged that letter. It was accepted. There was also a fund called the Matsukwani Fund. That fund was the fund of the family, of the royal family, to go back to Mamakule and for us to be able to restore. So after the process of 1994 of independence, of obviously democratic dispensation, we were then already home at that point in time. Restoration began to happen. Now, after 1994, you have this whole spawn of title. Now, title meaning what in terms of title? Originally, there is no government that owns land originally. If you trace it from back then and up until now, in terms of as per the century of administration, in terms of land going into government's hand and going out. Originally, government e kreile magoshi anje ana le dinaga. What happens would be an administration in terms of occupation. Now, there are people that bought land via auction. There are people that bought land privately through public administration. In the process, while land was under claim, According to my understanding, of my legal understanding, to prior to the previous government. I'm not talking about the current present government. Now everyone else that became an owner after, right? It was land that was already under claim.
Matsaung, thanks for that.
Matsaung,
thanks for that context and history.
Yes.
Let's talk about where we are right now.
Yes.
As things stand legally, do you have any claim that is recognized over that land?
Yes. Kathy, we do have a claim that is recognized. I can understand because of the time frame and everything. Yes, we have a claim, Kathy, that is very much valid. It is sub judice. It is in the hands of the Land Claims Court. And there's a legal principle that is deemed to be called the Mamakule Land Claims Legal Principle, meaning any claim that is on that land before the Mamakule Land Claim is finalized cannot be a claim that stands, because the Mamakule Land Claim is the one that obviously put the legal arms in place to say who are the beneficiaries and what should have happened
on
the land.
And that matter is still ongoing in the Land Claims Court.
Right.
So it has not been resolved.
Yes, the matter is ongoing.
Okay. Let me bring into the conversation Ike Gekana. Ike, you are representing Blue Dot. Blue Dot is claiming to be the rightful owners of this land, part of what is available, at least the reporting on it on record, is that you paid over 14 million rand for this land in 2010. Let's talk about what happened there.
Well, in front of me is a deed of transfer, and I mustn't encroach into what Hoshi is saying. Kathy, you should be knowing Polokwane. As you leave Polokwane, going to Kefriot, you will see a development on your right where people have built some houses. That place starts where it was originally Ramatoji Park, and then it expands there. That is the place where Blue Dot has got a deed of transfer about. So I wouldn't like me us to talk more about Bagamatau going further east, because then I would be encroaching into wrong things. But I want specifically to talk about where there is a development now, and the problem with that development is that the people who bought stands there, bought the stands in the land that specifically belongs to Blue Dot. So, and we have got a criminal case against those who bought the stands there going on. And just as early as last week, we heard that the same people who bought the stands there illegitimately wants to go for a civil case. We will deal with it. But what we are saying as Blue Dot is that in front of me, we've got a title deed that land, that specific land. Mm. Let's not confuse it with Bokoshimatau and so on and so on. That specific land, where there are developments there as you leave Dalmata going towards the east, that land belongs to Blue Dot.
So, Mr. Kekana, who did Blue Dot buy this land from?
They bought it from the I think there was an earlier on there was Capcom development there. They could have bought it from there, from them, and there is a title deed to that extent.
So
that I understand is that the land was claimed by Mujapilu community, but the land claim has, as we talk, not yet been finalized. So the land, as we talk, belongs to us. If the rural development was to come, or the commission, the land claims commission was to come and say, we want to finalize this, the land was claimed in 1998, and then what do we do? Maybe that is where we can start talking. But for now, that land belongs to Blue Dot.
But can you say that it belongs to Blue Dot when you yourself acknowledge that at the point that it was bought from whoever, whether it's a previous developer, it was already under claim and ongoing?
Let me explain it properly.
Mm.
In 1998, the Department of Rural Development established the commission, the Land Claims Commission, invited people to claim land. Now, people claimed land. Now, as long as that land, the claim is not yet finalized, you can't say that land is yours. In other words, the people who illegally sold sites there, they had no business to do that because the land claim has not finalized to say, fine, now this thing belongs to Morena Siaka View Association.
Yes. Does that not
now,
include
as long
you
as it
too?
Has not yet been finalized.
Mm.
You can't say it's not Blue Dot land.
But what I'm saying is, but can you say it's your land?
Yes,
as Blue Dot?
Because I've got a deed of transfer in front of me.
No, but what if the deed of transfer is the same as the permission to occupy that has been offered to residents?
Wait, let me talk slowly, and then I want to interfere.
Yes.
Let me listen to what you're quickly.
So my point is that, Mr. Kekana, did Blue Dot not fall prey to the same individuals that sold this land off to the residents that are there now that have built these properties?
No.
How do you know that?
I think our starting point is,
mm.
are we having a legal document in front of us? If the answer is yes, then your question falls off. But it's not only that. The matter went to court. The matter went as far as the constitutional court.
Mm.
There was a time when all the courts were saying, break all those structures that are in your farm.
Mm.
But the owners, Blue Dot, said, no, let's be human here. Let's not break these things. Although we've got court orders in front of us, but we said, no, let's be human. If somebody comes now and challenges, which is what you are raising, challenge the same between Blue Dot and Capcom developers, it will be a separate matter altogether. But what we are saying now is that the title deed in front of us is illegitimate.
We're now...
And the court orders that ensued were based on the same title deed.
We're
so
facing...
we can't say we fell prey of something that was not... No, we can't say that.
Mm. So, Mr. Kekana, we're now in a situation where residents are facing eviction orders. Are these eviction orders from Blue Dot?
This eviction orders, yes.
Mm. Why do you want them off the land now? You were saying earlier that you had taken initially a humanitarian approach to say, you know, let's be human. What has changed?
No, the evictions that are following, if they will be there, is because the people who bought land, our land, illegitimately.
Mm.
Are now beginning to make us the victims. It's as if Blue Dot is the victim. They went and buy stands at wrongfully. They didn't get permission to occupy for those stands. They didn't get title deed, but they started building. Now we are developing that area. We want to rezone that area properly.
Mm.
And we are saying for us to resolve this thing, we must know all of you who are there. And you must be prepared to buy the site from us, because that land belongs to us.
Okay.
Now, we are still not saying we want to evict them. But if they want to start coming up with all this blame game where as Blue Dot, everybody wants to blame us, then we will go to court and act all this court order.
Okay. Hoshi Matsaung, you want to come in?
Sorry, Kathy. Yes, Kathy, I'd like to clarify something very quickly here, abruptly. Firstly, Kathy, you are dealing with the whole demolition issue was not even a Blue Dot issue in the first place. The issue that we're dealing with, I'll come to the Blue Dot issue just now. It was the Pietersburg P2I Ltd. That is the incident that happened then for it to be heard on air and for you to be able to invite us here. So in retrospect, we were discussing that issue in particular, but now that there is Blue Dot, can I quickly address the Blue Dot issue because they are already on the platform? Firstly, there's an urgent interdict court order from 2005 against TEPCON developers. And that order states that TEPCON developers is aware that land is under claim. And then that court order is saying there are no developments or selling of proceeds with regards to the property that is supposed to happen. I'm in possession of the court order. TEPCON developers was a respondent. So by the time Blue Dot bought land from TEPCON, land was under claim. They could not have bought the land while there is a court order from the Polokwane High Court stating that land is under claim as far as it stands, and it has been claimed by Bagamatsaung. And then the second aspect, Blue Dot do not really have knowledge to the facts that are at hand because they bought it from someone who was basically selling land so that they can get out of the problem, knowing that they got land that was under claim at that point in time. Now, Bagamujapelo have a separate land claim from us. And look, we have documents that says the land claim did not go through at the time. It did not succeed at the time. There are rulings that says that land claim did not succeed at the time. As far as we understood, we were the parties to have claimed that portion near Blue Dot. It's not even called Blue Dot. It's portion 41. According to the coordinates of government, it's portion 41.
All right.
According to, yes.
All right. Mayempe, let me bring you in here. This dispute is complex. It is clearly still very much an ongoing issue. Residents, of course, are living with a deep sense of insecurity of what tomorrow might hold for them. What is your solution to this issue right now as we speak?
Kathy, and once again, thank you, and to the listeners. I think I have stated with regard to the issues. If you check here, we're now dealing with the, you know, history of land dispossession, which every community in Limpopo, whether you go to the Malukas, whether you go to many other tribes, they will actually have got a history with regard to that. They are land claim. We are saying let's resolve these issues with land rural development ministry. Let's resolve all these issues. But for us as the municipality is that we are willing and we are ready because, like I have said, that the prosperity of our residents, like Mama Kule and any other residents, cannot be separated from the prosperity of the city of Polokwane. And we want to render services, but we need to have assurance of who owns which land. And once there are no disputes or the disputes have been resolved, we are ready at any time. Even if you tell us that do something about rendering services and the issue of land has been resolved today, tomorrow, we can send our people.
Is there anything that you're doing to try and have the process expedited simply because it's been going on for so long? And while it's going on, it seems, you know, development is continuing in this area.
Yes, I think we are not necessarily very much the right people to adjudicate on issues of land dispute. But we are in discussion with rural development to try and get all the all the stakeholders, interested parties, and all those. But once they go to court, it becomes a little bit very much difficult for us to mediate on the issues, because all of them feel that they've got a right, they are rightful owners of the land, and they should approach the courts. And the matters are dragging long. People are developing. Of course, I think we might need to elevate this matter even to the highest office in the land, because at the end of the day, are the residents who are suffering, not receiving services, not getting any attention from their government, while there are all these things. As you are aware, there are also people who have been shot dead because of the land around that particular area. So it's a matter of concern for us as a municipality.
Ambrose, I'm going to wrap this conversation up with you. What would you say are the lessons, very briefly, that you as residents have learned out of this process?
Okay, three things that I'll go quickly on. The first one, I would love, or let me agree with the mayor, that the gist of this matter is that people need basic services. And listening to Hoshi Tato and Kekana, none of them is telling us on how we can access basic services. Their only priority is for them to gain the land. He finished about 5 minutes talking, never mentioned anything about how am I planning to get services for these people. So what we have learned is that we need to do investigations before we buy the land, and the government must take responsibility to ensure people who are selling land without papers are arrested. You can't sell. You can ask Hoshitad, why are they busy selling the land if the land is under dispute? Maybe he can give us clarity. Why is the land keep on being sold, whereas Yena as Hoshi is acknowledging that the land is under dispute? Why can't he stop the sale of land there? Why is he selling the land? And what's the plan of getting services for the people at Mama Huli? No. And lastly, Katie, on the 22nd of March 2022, there was a letter from Land Claims Commission, which stated clearly that Mama Hule is now a residential area, meaning the land can now be serviced fully by the municipality. The letter further states none of the claimants will be getting the land back. So, Mayor, with this letter, go and deploy your legal muscle on this matter for them to interpret this letter for you.
All right.
None of this claimant will be getting the land back. So revoke Section 34 and save its people.
All right.
That's
all right. All right. Unfortunately, we're completely out of time for this conversation. It is a story that we'll continue to keep a close eye on going into the future.